Hello there, it's Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and today I'm up at the Squire Knot on Yorkshire Street, just having a drink with Ben from Drink and Drive. So hello Ben, thanks for talking to me, mate.
Good evening.
Good stuff. You're
very welcome.
So Drink and Drive, a band that's been going since way back in 2008. There's been a bit of a hiatus in between those times and now, but you know, was you playing Oldham, Manchester back in the day?
Yep, played all over the North West really. Right. Absolutely battered Oldham for years, Manchester, Liverpool, Leeds. We got together probably because of a mutual dissatisfaction with Mancunian music in general. We wanted to hear more raw music.
Does it seem like a long time ago since 08? I mean, it's
since we started, I mean, it seems donkey's years ago now. Mm-hmm. Especially with having the time off.
Yeah. Now, on your sort of Facebook page, you describe yourselves as an indie-stroke post-punk band.
Yeah.
So influences, mate. I can hear The Fall in your music and XTC and
we love The Fall. I do in particular. But yeah, I mean, I'm into stuff like Ort, Wedding Present, McCluskey, Shooting at Unarmed Men. So really into like the kind of no-fi scene. Just like stuff that it's not kind of rock and roll riffs and love songs really. Anything that's just a bit different kind of makes you think. Trams are a good band at the moment. We've been listening to them a lot. So just kind of, we just wanted something that was a bit kind of hard-edged and maybe not your traditional song subjects. And see what it took us.
Yeah, and Drink and Drive were doing quite well. You had quite a following.
Yeah, we did great. Yeah, you know, gigs were always busy and, you know, they always went off.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like, I always wanted to put, like, shows on, you know, and I always hate it when, like, bands just rock up in, like, jeans and T-shirts, like, they're just, like, work or something, you know, and I think that gigs should be something that you put a bit of effort into, you know, and, you know, just give it some guns, you know, so our gigs were always like that. There was always a bit of a danger aspect to them, which was always good. You know, you've got the kind of crowd invasions and this, that and the other and what have you. Like, I mean, we supported Future of the Left once. They're a really cool band. They're like a splinter group from McCluskey. I don't know if you know McCluskey, awesome band, Welsh. Yeah. But we supported them in Manchester a few years ago. So, you know, you've got like some fan on the stage grabbing the mic and... It's all nice and dangerous and lots of blood and sweat.
Good. So now, obviously you recorded an EP called Bad Times in Summer, but that was back in 2009. So that's obviously 7 years ago.
Yeah, they were embryonic sets.
But obviously the exciting sort of purpose of this meeting and this interview is that after I think four years, Ben, Drink and Drive are about to return.
We are indeed.
So why is that after 4 years, after such a long break?
Same reasons as the first time round, really.
Right.
Again, a kind of dissatisfaction, a boredom, just a want to hear something a little bit different. So if it's not there, you go out and make it yourself, as far as I'm concerned.
So do you regret sort of taking a back seat then?
Yeah, I guess I do, because it's one of them things, I suppose. Like, you stop being in a band, of course you regret it, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's a great thing to do. It's great fun, you get to meet loads of people. It's, like, massively creative, which is what I'm all about.
Yeah.
And it's kind of all encompassing as well, and I like that kind of busyness.
Yeah.
I like that kind of motivation to do, create, to make art, basically, whether that be music or visual art or, you know, whatever. It all goes hand in hand.
Okay. So what rekindled the Drink and Drive fire then? And when was that? Was it like a few months ago, last year?
It was last year, summertime last year. And conversations have been going about, and it's difficult for me because I can't even go out for a pint in Oldham without walking into a pub and like, when a Drink and Drive coming back,
you know.
You get it all the time, and it used to wind me up because it was like, well, it wasn't on the horizon for any for any reason, you know, but when you get that many people asking you all the time and whatnot, you kind of think, well, I miss it, they miss it, why aren't we doing it? Well, yeah, you know, yeah. There's various reasons why we're not doing it, life and this, that and the other, but life's moved on again and now it's time to get cracking again, really, yeah, start writing some new songs.
So how long have you been sort of rehearsing and writing?
Six or 9 months or so.
Really?
Okay. You know what I mean? I have to give a big shout out to Rick Simpson, really, who was kind of instrumental in getting us back together, finding us a practice room,
okay.
Playing.
Where's that then?
That's at the Royal Oak at the end of Union Street, little old
next door to the Chronicle office.
Yeah, next door to the Cron there, our esteemed local rag. So he sorted us out a practice room there, played guitar with us for a bit, and really kind of gave us the impetus to get going again.
Brilliant. Okay. So you've got your first gig, June the 18th, is it?
June the 18th.
Jackson Spit.
Jackson Spit. Yes.
Right.
One of our favourite venues. Yeah. You know, we love the place, little cellar bar, it's just great. We've played there a million times. Love the intimacy of it all. So it was a no-brainer, really, for our first gig back. We wanted to do it there. And support is yet to be confirmed. But I'm quite excited about where it could possibly be.
Right,
we're not going for anybody that we don't like or just picking it for picking its sake. We're basically trying to find a band who will complement us and it'll make it a really good night.
So what will it feel like when you get back on that stage at June the 18th?
It'll feel...
you've got a big smile on your face now as we speak.
It'll feel great to me, like... Because I just love doing it. No guitar to worry about this time. Just get to concentrate on shouting. Just looking forward to seeing the reaction to the new songs.
How many new tracks have you got?
Well, there'll be at least three.
Right, okay.
There could well be more.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll see how we get on in between now and then. But there'll definitely be three new songs. I'm really excited about them. They're all pretty different.
Yeah. And then obviously there'll be plans to get out and do some more gigs, I presume, after that.
Yeah. Well, we were never scared of gigging in the first place. You know, it was pretty relentless. So. Yeah, we'll be just getting back into gigging as much as possible and then basically just trying to record an album.
We'll talk about recording in a moment, but do you agree, like, with a lot of other sort of musical folk around town, that there's a bit of a buzz around Oldham at the moment in terms of the music scene?
Yeah,
older bands, you know, there's...
Yeah, so it seems to be getting there again. Seemed like there was a bit of a lull for a while, but there's a few nights sprung up. New promoters and whatnot, and it always kind of breathes new life into the scene. You've got got some decent bands like the Maitlands and what have you. And
you said you might get a chance to do a bit of recording later in the year, early next year, is that the
As soon as possible, really. It was a regret from the first time round that we didn't record all the material that we had. Some of it's kind of spiralling and epic and... I think we might have always been a bit like, oh, should we do this in the studio? Oh, I don't know about that, it's a bit mental. But now's the time to get everything done get an album out, basically.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, obviously, the Chronicle will be following you all the way, and I'll come and see you ahead of your recording stint then. So all the best to Drink and Drive. We'll speak to you again soon.